we want our church to continue to grow and make an impact in our city, we have no other church to follow but the first church founded by Christ himself in the city of Jerusalem. By the way, the true church, the founder is the Lord Jesus Christ. It started in the city of Jerusalem. The first members were the 12 apostles. Hallelujah. They were all baptized by John the Baptist. Amen. So what a picture, my friend. So in Acts chapter 2, this is their first crusade and their first citywide revival. And this is what happened right here. Now verse 41, chapter 2 and in verse 41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Verse 46. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, and did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. 47. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. What a powerful church. Every day souls being saved. By the way, you cannot baptize believers without souls being saved. So a dynamic church, every day souls being saved. By God's grace, every week, souls should be baptized. Amen? Let us pray for the blessing. Father, I'm asking you right now, please help me. God, I realize that it's only you that can give the message, and only you, God, that can speak to the hearts of these dear people here. Thank you, God, for their faithfulness to you, and their faithfulness in their missionaries, in praying and supporting and just encouraging. Such a blessing in my soul, me and my wife, to stop by again and just fellowship with these wonderful people here. God bless our time together now. Please help me now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My first question is this. Why today's church has so little impact in our community? And I have one or two reasons why our churches today has too little impact in our community. First, because we have so many spectators in our church than servants of the Lord. Hello, amen? Why our church has been in the city for a long time, yet as if the people in the community never knew that the church is existing? You know why? Because many or majority of our members are just speaking than servants. That's how Brother Nuno preached all over the world. I just preach the truth. Amen? And also many churches are more interested in methods than preaching the pure word of God. And also there are many churches to concern about their public image. Hello, amen? I mean, that's their concern. And they have so little concern of the lost souls around them. That's the reason why our church is not moving and reaching and making an impact to the community, because you are so concerned about ourselves
don't concern the lost souls around us.
The New Testament, my friend, the New Testament church, my friend, was a dynamic church. What made this New Testament church different and a dynamic church? First of all, its efforts. Number one is soul winning. My friend, listen to me, and this is true. Just one day preaching, 3,000 converts at Pentecost. If 3,000 converts and 3,000 souls got baptized, I'm telling you, over 5,000 should be saved when they got 3,000 souls got baptized in one day. Can I tell you something? There were only 120 members of the church that worked hard and prayed, but that day, my friend, thousands and thousands of souls got saved. Why? 120 people worked 24 hours a day. And that's what we are missing in our churches today. We have so many spectators than serving or servants in our churches. My friend, they were all witnessing as being commanded in Acts chapter 1 and in verse 8. Because this is what happened in Acts chapter 2. So in Acts chapter 1 and in verse 8, the Bible says that you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses, me witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, 120 membership or members of that first church, every one of them knocked on doors, and every one of them invite people to attend that crusade, and Peter preached, and that one day 3,000 got baptized. 100% membership. Do soul winning. Hello, amen. That's what happened to this church. Why, preacher, can I tell you something? Why that church was a dynamic church? Why that church so powerful church? Because that church has the heart of God. Listen, my friend, the heart of God is the lost souls of men. The heart of Jesus is the souls of men. If we as a church do not have the heart of God and the heart of Jesus, can I tell you something? Our church is gonna die. No wonder churches around are dying because they lost their heart of the souls of men. Can I tell you something? If you're not doing in soul winning, if you have no attempt of sharing the gospel, and you have been a Christian for a long time, can I tell you something? You are going to die spiritually. You're losing your grip. You're losing your fire. You're losing your passion. If you do not have the heart no more of reaching out and sharing the gospel. The only thing that keep me on fire, the only thing that keep me reaching out every time I see souls saved and people change lives. The number one addict in our city got baptized. When this addict got baptized, the whole city was surprised. The number one prostitute in our city got baptized. The number one killer in our city got baptized. These three alone, when the people saw the change, they were so curious, what's going on in the church? Why there's something going on? How in the world this lady here is a prostitute? This guy here is a drug addict. This policeman here is a killer. Why in the world they're bringing Bible now? They dress white. They act right in public. What's going on? Yeah. Listen, my friend, that should be the kind of church we should be before the eyes of the world. And we're losing that grip. And we're losing that reputation. You know why? We lost our heart for the souls of men. Why you are here for? And why Christ founded the church after all? He came to seek and to save that which was lost. God the Father sent the Son to save the world. The Son's gave his life for the world. We Christian, that should be our attitude. We must be willing to give our time for the lost souls of men. That's what makes this church a dynamic church, because of their efforts, my friend, in soul winning. Evangelism or soul winning nowadays is largely forgotten now, which is supposed to be the number one job of the church. Can I tell you something? Building buildings is nice. Having program is nice. All these things is wonderful. Don't forget, soul winning is number one. If you change the thing, you are very away from the church, that kind of church that Christ built. If you want a church, a dynamic church, a New Testament church, a church that will bring an impact to the world, our church should all gear not a ton, but soul winning. Amen? Soul winning, my friend. Oh, not many win others to Christ. Few churches hold evangelistic meetings. Hey, listen, the world needs the gospel. Let us respond to that need. And that's why we're here as your missionaries. We have a big heart, my friend. So that is the reason why this church, my friend, was a dynamic church. Its efforts is soul winning. Number two, its wonderful worship is filled with the Holy Ghost. Where is that, brother? No, no. Look in verse 42. Verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, and in fellowship, and in breaking bread, and in prayers. And then, my friend, look in verse 46. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple. One accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. The word here, they continued steadfastly. They continued steadfastly with one accord. They continued daily with one accord. They continued in one accord in the temple. What is that? Praising God and having people. What is that, brother? No, no. The people continued. The people continued, not just come and go, but they stay faithful. Why they stay faithful? Because every time they gather together and worship God, I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is there. I hope you are here tonight because you're hungry and thirsty for the power of the Holy Ghost. By the way, every time we gather together, what we need is the Holy Ghost. Because everything we do in our ministry, in our church, without the power of the Holy Ghost, it's all baloney. It's all religious stuff. I'm born and raised as Catholic boy. I thought I was right because I was in the church almost every day. But I found out. But when you got Christ and you got the Holy Ghost, and you got the Bible, and you got the wonderful church, preach the word of God. I'm telling you, that's the best place in the world. And I hope you are here tonight because you want to worship God.
I hope you come to church, not because it's Sunday, not because you're supposed to be here. You're here because you are excited, the working power of the Holy Ghost. You're excited to open your heart and let the Holy Ghost convict you of your sin.
Without the Holy Ghost, all what we're doing in the church is all nonsense. That's why they continued. Amen? And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in the fellowship and in the prayer. I mean, they continued loving each other. They continued praising God. They just continued. My friend, listen to me. Where are you going to go if you got the Holy Ghost here? Hello? Amen? I mean, how in the world you're treating the working power of the Holy Ghost in your church if you got the power of God here? And that's what we need in our church. Continue steadfastly in studying the Word, in loving the people of God, in sharing the people of God, in lifting their prayers unto God. Hey, their worship was not formalistic, but it was very faith-building worship. Their worship was not ritualistic, but it was spiritually refreshing and reviving worship. And that's what we need, my friend, in our worship. Amen? The mistaken ideas about worship nowadays, it must be filled with ceremony. It must be characterized by silence. Listen to me. Worship can include praising, sharing, and singing with the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what makes this church a dynamic church. Dynamic because the Holy Ghost was in the program. Dynamic because the Holy Ghost was in every Sunday school teacher. I told our Sunday school teacher, don't ever stand before the children standing without the power of the Holy Ghost. I praise God in the ministry. We have nothing as far as the world is concerned, but I tell you what, just give me the power of God. That's all I need. Amen. That's all I need in my life. Once I got the thing, I got the whole world, buddy. I mean, just give me the Holy Ghost. I have good time. Amen. I have good time in my spirit. I have good time in my preaching. I have good time in my prayer. I have good time, my friend, in my giving. Everything you do, my friend, if he is being inspired by the Holy Ghost, it's all would bring joy and satisfaction in your soul. You know why you lose the joy and excitement? Because everything you do in the flesh. But try the Holy Spirit. The singing is wonderful. The singing is uplifting. That's everything we do is edifying and glorifying one. Why? It's only the Holy Ghost can do that. Amen? So that's what makes this church a dynamic church. Not only, my friend, its efforts is soul winning. Its wonderful worship is filled with the Holy Ghost. And then also we find it here. Its fantastic fellowship among membership is not social fellowship, but spirit-filled fellowship. I give warning to our people. You know, we have all kinds of departments. We have hundreds of young people in our church. I mean hundreds. But I told our leaders, be careful. You can gather the hundreds. You can have hundreds. And the fellowship of the Spirit is not there. Because when the Bible said fellowship, listen, without the Word of God, without the Holy Spirit, there is no biblical fellowship. Everything is social thing. Amen. I mean, I don't want to come to church for socialization. I want to come to church because I want to feed my hungry soul. I want to attend a group and fellowship because I want to go back edified and strengthened. And without that elements in our grouping, in our fellowship, my friend, we lost the main thing in the fellowship. That's why what it says, my friend, and what that makes the church a dynamic church. I mean, the word here, they love one another. They cared for people more than the things of God. I mean, they responded to the crisis of each other's lives. They put away all divisions. My friend, let us forget ourselves and just fellowship and have wonderful time in the name of the Lord. That's what happened and what makes this church our fantastic and a dynamic church. And lastly, my friend, verse 45. Before I close, verse 45. Not only its efforts in evangelism, soul winning, its wonderful worship, filled with the Holy Ghost, and its fantastic fellowship. Verse 45, its unselfish giving. Look in verse 45. Amen. And they sold their cars and their homes and their goods, parted them to all men as every man had need. Can I tell you something? Our number one enemy in our Christian life is selfishness. That kills spirituality in our church. That cripples the growth of the church because of too much selfishness among us. Can I remind you something before I close? Before we got saved, our ultimate goal in this world is ourselves. Can I remind you something? Christ shed his blood to save your soul. Christ died to bring you to eternity. Can I remind you tonight with a nice word? It's high time for you to ask yourself what you're doing after you got saved. Some of us and many of us still serving that self. Still obsessed of that self. Still crippled in our spiritual growth because we could not see other people around us except me, mine, ours. Oh, God, help us to forget ourselves. Oh, God, please change us tonight. Reason why souls are not getting saved because of too much selfishness. Too much, too much, too much, too much. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which now I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. It's easy for us to sing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. But to be honest, you love yourself more than loving Jesus. If all of us tonight will just be honest enough to God, all of us would not stay in our chair. All of us will come down and confess our sin because we love ourselves more than loving Jesus. But no, that's how you preach. That's how I preach all over the world. Because it's reality. It hampers the power of God. You want your church a dynamic, powerful church. It starts in you tonight. In you. In you. I don't like that missionary. Every time he stopped by, he always asked money. I am investing your money for your eternity.
Yeah.
Come on. I'm not asking your money to give it to me. That Christian camp alone. No one supporting that. And I spend $1,200 a month to keep up that camp. And all of those coming from our monthly support. If you're convicted to support that personally, give it an offering for Camp Canaan. Then you are my partner in reaching out thousands of young people. You can do that if you want to. What is $10 each one of you? Extra money for your mission giving? What is $20 extra money for your commitment for your mission giving? What is that to you? But that is a big thing in our country. You are reaching 1,000 of souls with your $10 a month supporting that Christian camp. Can you imagine $1,200 a month coming from our support? It's a lot of sacrifice in our part. I don't care. Why? I am investing everything for eternity. We should be wise how to build our life. Now and in eternity. Church, I pray tonight that God will speak to you. And I pray that your church, I'm so happy, the life and excitement of the church. But you know what? You can do more.
Sure.
You can do more. At your church, at you, the size and potential that you have in this church, hey, Jackson City is small to you. Small. You can even reach out as far as Lansing and Detroit. If we just all be willing to forget ourselves and give everything what we have for the sake of the Lord. Would you do that tonight? I challenge you. Please do it in the name of the Lord. Our time is so short. Let us be wise how to make use of our time. Let us pray.